Just one halakha. The question was asked, a lady had new silver candlesticks that she had bought, and she had not used them yet for lighting the candles of Shabbat. So they were in the closet. Came Shabbat, she wanted to take them out on Shabbat Kodesh and put them on the table for decorative purposes, because they were pretty nice, tall. So the question that she had was that this is anyan of maybe mukseh, because since they're designated for something that's asur, of course you cannot light candles on Shabbat, even though she's not doing that, but something that's designated for isur has the status of kedisha milachto isur, and you're not allowed to just move it on Shabbat. However, the Gemara in Shabbat says in Memdalit Metaltelin Ner Hadash that if it was never used yet for its purpose, so until that point it still has the status of Heter. And therefore, Hacham Odia writes in Chazon of Adya in Resh Samech Aleph, Pamutot Asiyot Mekesef, Shelo Diku Behem Me'olam, Umunachim Ala Aron O Amiznon Nekishut Abayit, En Aleim Torat Mukseh.
Even though you might say they're very, very precious and they're expensive, and therefore you might want to say that there's a mukseh called hasron kis, that therefore it should be mukseh from that type of mukseh. However, there's a very important rule that the Hacham says that something that's asur on this level of hasron kis has to be an item that has a forbidden function. For example, they talk about the knife of the mohel or the scribe's tools and things like that. But a decorative lamp that you never use yet does not have yet a forbidden function. For that matter, somebody had a question. The picture came off the wall. There was a picture on the wall, a fancy picture. He had oil painting. And the Shabbat, it came off the wall. So he wants to know, is he allowed to take it now and put it on the side? Because he doesn't want anybody to step on it and get ruin it. A picture is not mukseh on Shabbat, even though it's very expensive, because since the picture itself is not a forbidden function, there's no forbidden function on a picture, so therefore it would be permissible for him to move it. That's what Acham writes over here. V'chol sheken nekelim yikarim, shetashmisham leheter, v'has alem neshtamesh b'em, kon shaon kir, a clock. A clock is, even though it's precious to him, if it fell, he would be allowed to move it. Or temuna. Umanutit, a very special yikara, hakivua b'kotev v'nafla b'Shabbat, en alem turat mukseh, umutal etaltelam b'Shabbat.